However, these ice caps are thicker than the Arctic ice cap. They are also on land. Both of these factors slow down the melting process to an extent. However, enormous pieces of the ice sheets in both places have already broken off. Scientists claim that if the entire Greenland ice sheet melts, the result would be an increase of 6 to 7 meters in sea level. At this point, let us look at another universal law of nature. We find in nature a massive and complex interconnectedness and interdependency of things. This interconnectedness applies to warming in the Arctic in a variety of ways. People who live in the northernmost regions are experiencing serious effects of this melting right now. In some areas, homes and roads are built on permafrost, ground that has been frozen for thousands of years. Cases are now being reported of buildings collapsing as the permafrost melts. Some roads have become impassable at certain times of the year. CO2 is an extremely prevalent, humanly created form of greenhouse gas. There is far less methane in the atmosphere, but it is much more potent in terms of the greenhouse damage it causes, about 20 to 25 times more potent. Both methane and CO2 are locked in the permafrost. As the ground thaws, these gases are being released in very large quantities, adding even more rapidly to the greenhouse gases in the atmosphere.